Silver Bow Construction of Juneau started work on the roof replacement in late summer, one of Petersburg's sunnier and warmer summers in recent years. The scheduled date for substantial completion was November 21st. Silver Bow VP Jeremy Adam blames poor fall and early winter weather for missing that date. In a December 10th letter to the medical center's architect, Adam wrote, quote, "We wish we were further along, but we're not," unquote. He added that the company was, quote, "confident the quality of the work is there and will be there at job completion," unquote. Adam estimated another 9 weeks of work was needed. He met with medical center staff and the project architect December 6th over concerns about the completion date and quality of work. Medical center CEO Liz Woodyard is hopeful it will be finished on that new timeline.
We really want to make sure that our patients are well taken care of and that the project gets done. That's really our goal, is that we need to have the project done. It needs to be done correctly and safely, and that's kind of what we're working towards now. And a representative from the company came and went through each item that needs to be fixed and repaired, and I think we're really confident that with Joanne, our architect, that between the two of them, they're going to be working together.
Architect Joanne Lott of the Juneau firm Jensen Yorba Lott wrote a memo to the borough and the hospital board December 6th. In that memo, Lott noted that the contractor was considering shutting down the project for the winter and resuming in the spring. Lott wrote that she told the company that was not an acceptable option. In that memo, Lott wrote, quote, "Silver Bow has opted to start and stop work in various areas of the roof in an effort to get the majority of the roofing panels installed. The approach has resulted in the entire roof being in progress. There is no area that is 100% complete. The overall appearance with this approach is that the work is of poor quality," unquote. Mike Boggs, hospital maintenance director, says the project is taking too long. He's not happy with the work. He estimates overall the project is about 85% complete.
And I can kind of see some method to their madness, getting a lot of the sheets down, and we're almost done, not even close. Went through a period of time with no snow clips during that first dump we got, and that was like living in an avalanche zone. Yeah, kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot at this point.
Boggs says Silver Bow workers had to be called in to replace metal blown off of the roof during heavy winds this month. He agrees it's the worst time of the year to have a partially finished roof on a building.
Not only do we have, you know, a lot of elderly people here, and when we have 110 employees, we also have some very expensive equipment that I do know how many ceiling tiles I've had to replace, you know. And that's the nature of the beast, but that's not my problem. I didn't bid the job.
So it is actually letting moisture through and rain through?
It has, but it's been rectified at that point. But, you know, when you blow the ridge cap off something and it's raining out, you are going to get wet. I mean, it's just a bad deal.
Two state grants are paying for the new roof. Since the hospital building is owned by the municipality, the old city of Petersburg contracted for the work with Silver Bow back in 2012 for just under $470,000. And CEO Woodyard anticipates some changes on the project will be boosting the price tag another $60,000 to $70,000, but says they'll have enough money. Meanwhile, the company estimates it has replaced about 80% of the old roof panels, but needs another 6 weeks of good weather to replace the remaining ones. Other work includes installing some flashings, gutters, snow guards, and downspouts. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.